A reading from John 1, 47-49. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here is a true Israelite, in whom there is nothing false." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel."
This is going to echo this is going to be echoed later on. This especially the last one when Nathanael says, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel," which to me is revelation, and the exact same thing. Peter's not going to use the exact same words, but when Jesus says, "But who do you say I am?" and Peter says, "You are the Christ," and then. Jesus says, "This is revealed to you. This is not something you could have learned, or more importantly, it's not something you could have known by searching the scriptures forever and looking for just the right configuration of things."
This is the beginning of Jesus' earthly ministry, and it's interesting that Nathanael recognizes him as the Son of God and the King of Israel. My mind immediately flash to the end of Jesus' ministry as we were reading this and as you were talking. Pilate will make up a mockery sign in which he puts over the top of Jesus, King of the Jews. This really upset the religious leaders. They didn't like it. But even Pilate in his evil state ends up being prophetic and brings closure to the Jesus story. And then it's a Roman soldier who's standing next to the cross, and as Jesus gives up his last breath, he's recorded as saying, "Surely this was the Son of God." So here's Nathanael at the beginning of the ministry giving testimony to these realities. And by the end, it's pagans. It's Pilate in his seat of power, which he's misusing, and it's a Roman soldier who's part of the process of making sure that the crucifixion happens, look and say the very same things that Nathanael declares at the beginning.